program. Joining you, as always, tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The final Saturday program before Pork Fest. Pork Fest kicking off on Monday. Although, from what I understand, some people are making the trip all the way up to Rogers Campground in the White Mountains this weekend, just because a week isn't enough for them. They have to have as many days as they possibly can here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or at the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in beautiful New Hampshire. Some people are already here. Lots of people are on the road. They're getting in airplanes. They're on the way up to New Hampshire, staying maybe in the southern part of the state. We've got a number of folks visiting in the Keene area this weekend, as well as, I'm sure, out in Manchester and some of the other more popular areas of the southern part of the state. And then many folks are going to be making their trek up to Lancaster at Rogers Campground starting tomorrow or Monday. And, of course, Free Talk Live. Mark, you're going to be doing the Internet-only Sunday show tomorrow night, and that'll be the last show from this studio. And then Monday, we're going up there, and we'll be doing our shows all week long from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Of course, we'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. And on the way, gay marriage. Is it the path to anarchy? Mark, you're going to tell us about that. Plus, there's a lemonade stand that's been cracked down upon again. It's in the news again. But first, we weren't here last week, Mark, because we were at the Talkers New Media Seminar
in
New York City. And Gardner Goldsmith and Julia did us a favor, and they came in, and they sat in, had a good time with you guys. But because they were here and we weren't able to announce some of our newest affiliates. So I want to just, before we jump into the content here, say welcome to News Talk 95.3 WBCK-FM in Battle Creek, Michigan. Plus, we've got WSFE in Burnside, Kentucky. That's 910 on the AM dial. News Talk 1400, The Hub, WHUB in Cookeville, Tennessee, and WNCO 1340, Mid-Ohio's Talk Station. And Ashland, Ohio. So a bunch of new affiliates coming on board at various different times throughout the week.
It's amazing. Free Talk Live keeps growing.
So, yeah, and it's thanks to listeners like you for contacting your local talk station and asking for Free Talk Live, because that stuff makes a difference. So 1-800-259-9231 as we bring you right here into the news. Well, I guess this isn't really news. It's just some bigot, right? What's going on?
I guess it's news because he said it. And when famous people say things, David Tyree.
Never heard of him.
Well, just because you don't know anything about football.
That's right.
How many football players do you think you could name that are currently playing football?
Currently? No, I can't name any.
What about the guy that was like fighting the dogs?
God, I don't know. I could name some old ones. I could let's see, Joe Montana.
Joe Montana. There's a name. I mean, wouldn't
Jerry
it be,
Rice?
Jerry Rice. Big name.
Bill Sims.
I don't know who that one is.
He was a quarterback for the Giants or something like that. I think he does commentary for football shows.
But if those guys made some comment like this, it would be news, right?
Maybe.
Okay. Well,
Warren Sapp.
Yeah, Warren Sapp, big man who did, you know, some kind of defensive position or offensive position.
I'm not totally occluded from this world, but mostly.
Yeah.
For the most part.
I like to watch. I just don't know any of the people. My wife knows them all.
Why bother knowing who they are? I mean, they're men whose job it is to run around, grunt, slap each other on the rear, and then...
Hopefully they're moving the football in a particular direction.
Yeah, and
they do the rest of that stuff for free.
Right.
They're paid to move the football.
Well, they're paid to attempt to move the football.
Okay. Well, people can make all kinds of cynical comments about what we're paid to do, but they're paid to move that football, and they do.
So what did this guy say? What's his name again?
David Tyree. He's a former New York Giants wide receiver. He's best known for making the famous catch against his helmet during Super Bowl 42. I'm sure I saw this. I see the picture, and it reminds me of what happened. But we've said here before, I don't really learn these guys' names, and you know, some people are really into that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. What he said, I guess, during an interview with the National Organization for Marriage, I've heard the name of this organization, but I know that much about them, is that claiming that gay marriage is the first steps towards anarchy, and. You know, very, very odd claim.
Gay marriage is going to destroy the state?
Apparently. I think that anarchy, the suggestion with anarchy is that
it's chaos.
It's going to destroy society.
Ah.
And, you know, I suppose
really?
You could think that.
Does he actually back that up, or is he just making that statement?
Yeah, he backs it up. He can't teach something that people don't know. Two men and two women are incapable of raising a child, so men will never be able to show a woman how to be a woman. He's 31 years old, and he says this. Same issue of same-sex unions is currently under the spotlight in New York, with State Assembly late Wednesday passing a gay marriage bill that will go next week before the senators. So Tyree says when asked if gay marriage was legalized across the U.S., we thought it would happen if it'd be across the U.S. This will be the beginning of our country sliding towards, it's a strong word, but anarchy. It seems unlikely to me.
But that, only if the whole country goes gay marriage? Because a lot of states have gay marriage.
They pretty much have to. You know, it hasn't been taken to the Supreme Court yet, and I'm sure that some states choose not to recognize the marriages of other state in other states. But essentially, and as I understand it in the Constitution, and, you know, basically the Constitution says what it says, and then a bunch of guys, then these fellas at the Supreme Court and ladies will decide what it says. Like, you know, they can read something entirely different. When they read the Constitution, the plain writing of it doesn't mean anything. So when it says that, Congress shall make no law that infringes the right to keep and bear arms, oh, yeah, except for the 20,000 that they have passed, and it's okay. I guess it's 20,000 in the country, not just Congress, but the states, too. But they have to honor the contracts of the other states. So if one state honors gay marriage, then all of them have to. Unless there's some kind of amendment to the Constitution, which has been pushed in the past, but, you know, has gone nowhere up to this point. It's not going to go anywhere.
Well, having known a few gay couples in my time, I have to really disagree with this guy. I think that the gay people that I've known have been very compassionate. They've been caring. They've been, I thought they'd be folks that would make fine parents. And I think it's a bunch of poppycock what this guy's saying.
Well, and first off, and it's sort of this. Okay, so there are kids in this world, sadly, that people don't want. That's why they're
lots
in orphanages.
Of them.
I'm sorry, they don't want them. They're in orphanages.
Mm-hmm.
So do we want more kids or less kids in orphanages? Would a child be better off being raised by the government in an orphanage than they would be by being raised by a gay couple? You know, I mean, I've struggled with this opinion myself at some point, and I have to agree that, you know, this sort of leave it to Beaver household is probably better than all these other options. But the world isn't perfect, so let's make it as good as we can. And I would say that it's by a long shot, it's better that a same-sex couple raises a child than an orphanage does.
Absolutely. This particular viewpoint comes from this absurd idea that gayness is cultural, or choice. That the idea being that, if these gay folk raise a child, then it'll turn gay. Because, you know, it's being raised by gay people, so therefore it'll be gay, or more likely to be gay. And that's just nonsense, at least from what I understand, having actually spoken to gay people who are, they are certain that, and these are gay people who are raised in heterosexual households, they are certain that it is, as long back as they can remember, that they remember being attracted to people of their same sex. Well, that it was not the, you know, anything that they were raised that way. It was,
I disagree with your point. The fact is, I do believe that sexuality is cultural, and I think that there's a lot of evidence for it. For instance, in sort of the ancient Greek culture, it was considered normal for a young man to have sex with an older man, and then at some point they moved into a time frame in their lives when they had sex with women so they could raise families, and then they went to the old man status in the young man relationship.
I don't care about what happens in culture. I'm talking about what you're attracted to.
Well, I think that it's...
When you're 6 or 7 years old, you're attracted to what you're attracted to.
I concur with you, but I do think that one could be raised to be gay. However, I think that gay couples or gay people are probably a little more tuned into what it's like to be raised sort of contrary to what your inner sexuality is and what kind of conflict that causes in a person and what kind of, you know, sort of psychological damage that can create. So I think that they would try harder, most of them would try harder to raise a child that is in touch with their sexuality as opposed to, you know, just sort of being steered down some path.
And either way, so what? So what if two gay people raise a kid and he turns out to be gay? Big deal. You can choose whatever you want if that's your choice. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But will gay marriage lead to anarchy? That's what the suggestion
That's
is.
That's a stretch.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Maybe you are somebody that thinks the world's good. It's going to be anarchy if we let them gay folk get married. That's what this football player has said. Why anyone's paying attention to what he has to say, I'm not sure.
He's kind of a famous person. I mean, if any famous person, he is a famous person. I mean, he's done something amazing. And I think that they get news, people get news because of that. I'm not talking about football players. I'm talking about any famous person. They can do something that is amazing. They have made sacrifices in their lives.
Or say something stupid.
And accomplish something. And famous people do that all the time.
Yeah. So he's saying it's anarchy, or it will be anarchy if gay people are allowed to marry. Of course, they've been marrying for a long time in various different places. Even here in our very New Hampshire now, it's legal for gays to marry, as I understand it.
That's correct. This is the only state that has legalized gay marriage through legislation, as
really?
Opposed through the courts.
Huh.
That's my understanding of it. I think that it's going through New York now, and there are several states that it's legal in, but it's been legalized through courts as opposed to through the legislation. Anyway, if you hear about gold and silver, mostly gold, on talk radio all the time. People are recommending that you buy it, and I recommend that you have precious metals, too. I think that they're great as a hedge against inflation, perhaps an investment, because they do seem to be on an upward trajectory. And if things get really bad, they can be used as a barter currency. As a matter of fact, I use them as a barter currency on a regular basis, so it doesn't have to get bad. It's a nice way to get around sort of the Federal Reserve note and the way the government has been inflating your money. But on Free Talk Live, we offer you a website. It's gold.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some of the best rates on the internet on gold and silver. Please go to gold.freetalklive.com before you buy any gold with any other company and check against the coins that we have there against the ones that you're buying elsewhere. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
So where does this come from, this anti-gay hatred? Is it something that's passed down from generation to generation, like where grandfather talked bad about the gays and daddy talked bad about the gays? Or like, how does that happen?
Biblical to some extent. I mean, and certainly the Bibles that we've been read. I mean, there are people out there that will say that the Bible doesn't actually say that. If you translate it from the original Greek, what they're trying to say was, I don't know. I don't really know what the explanations are. I'm no biblical scholar, and to me, it doesn't really matter. Because I consider the Bible not only to be some people's interpretation of the way that God was speaking to them, but I also consider it to be cultural interpretations.
So if people were bigoted, then there's bigotry in the Bible. Right?
Indeed. I mean, different times and different places, the preferences are different. And I don't think that just because they might have been different in when it was written in the Bible, that doesn't mean that, it's true.
It's just it's upsetting to me to hear people be so spiteful towards their fellow human beings that may have a different sexual preference as they might. And it's just, everybody's got their thing. Everybody's got something that they're into that someone else, they might consider weird, or they think other people have weird, fetishes or interests and that sort of thing. And it's like, whatever, as long as you're not hurting anybody. Some people are into hurting each other, but consensually. But as long as you aren't hurting somebody without their consent, then what's the big deal? Who cares? Is it also now anarchy because somebody wants to hire a dominatrix to whip them because they're into that? I mean, is that also leading towards anarchy? Does everybody have to be, this kind of one-size-fits-all sexual monogamous relationship where you only have sex in the missionary position? Is that the only way we can avoid anarchy?
There are people that would claim the same thing. And remember that this, David Tyree probably hasn't read a great deal about the English Revolution, which occurred in the 1640s and 50s. I'm just guessing. He could be the most well-read scholar I know. I have no idea. Obviously, I don't know, so I wouldn't know him. But this kind of phrase was trotted out then, too. At that time, you had a lot of an explosion of the Gutenberg, the people had access to Bibles, and they were reading it for themselves, rather than being, giving the Bible being given down by a preacher. At that time, the Anglican Church, which was a state-run organization, people decided that they could interpret the Bible in their own ways. There were organizations or, groups of people called the Quakers, the Driggers, the Puritans, whatever they were. Each of them had their own interpretation of the Bible, and they called it social anarchy. Because one church couldn't hand down the edicts to everyone, it was social anarchy. Mm. Now, obviously, history played out. It wasn't social anarchy.
So the idea meaning that because people could believe different things, that that was anarchy?
But the people with the conservative values, the values of those that were in charge at the time and the way things were at the time, those people said, look, if you don't do things the way that we believe they should be done, then everything's going to collapse. Mm. So they predicted the end of the world because of this. And the world didn't end. It wouldn't end this way. The fact is, right now, wherever you are, there are gay people in your community living together right now in sin. And if they were to choose to adopt a child or whatever, hey, look, one of them could go get pregnant at a sperm bank or something like that. Mm-hmm. Then they'd have their own child. Just because you don't let them adopt and you don't let them get a piece of paper from the government that says that they've contracted to live together and to love each other like you can get, does not mean that you have stopped anything else.
It's probably worth pointing out here, and we're going to go right into your phone calls, but Free Talk Live doesn't support the idea of government being involved in marriage at all. I mean, the ideal for me would be to have government marriage licenses abolished tomorrow.
I see. The government's involvement in marriage is a history of discrimination.
Absolutely.
It was started to keep black people and white people from marrying.
That's a fact. Let's continue here with your phone calls and start with Mark, listening in Northern Kentucky to WGBF. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello. Yes, sir. I think there's a greater issue, and you fellows have brought it out concerning the anarchy subject. But first of all, it is in chapter 1 of Romans. You take a sixth grader and understand the interpretation. But let's say, for example, if I were an atheist, there is absolutely no biological, genetic, innate, scientific proof whatsoever that homosexuality is a normal lifestyle.
What difference does it make?
Riding in cars
isn't normal either.
What's that?
Riding in cars isn't normal either.
Well, what we're talking about is sexuality. If you were to look at the order of creation, how man was created and how a woman was created, a child can understand this. And let's just face it. Two hairy men, butt naked, jumping in bed together, playing slap and tickle.
There's nothing normal about that.
Normal is
something that's sort of a sociological thing. So it's normal depending on where you are.
No, it's not. It's not normal to where you are. You can look at the order of creation. And, you know, if you want to make this normal, what's wrong with a man having two wives, three wives, a woman having one husband, three husbands?
God said it was okay to own
people. No, I never said that was okay. There was examples of things that happened in the Bible that was not approved of God, that he allowed it, but that wasn't approved of God.
Well, how do you define what normal is?
How do you approve what God approved of?
Is normal whatever it is in your life? Is your life what normal is? Is that how you define what normal is?
Is it normal for a man to molest a child?
I don't know what normal means.
Is that normal? No, I'm asking you.
I think that is aberrant. Right, I don't think a child can make a decision. However, I think adult can.
Single this, Mark. We'll bring you back here in a moment. I'll give you another chance to get your thoughts out here. So just hang on, Mark. You can talk in a moment. 800-259-9231. It's perverted because he's not into it. 1-800-259-9231. Or maybe he is into it secretly and just doesn't want to admit it. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I, ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the live Saturday edition, and joining you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. We give you the features free. We've got listening options, including live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions of the program streamed around the clock. So anytime you want, you can tune in and listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live over at listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also get details on our 104 radio stations throughout the different areas of the country at which you can listen different times throughout the week, plus our satellite radio listening options like XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air channel, plus webcam and listen lines, all available for you. Listen lines allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So plenty of ways to get the show in your ears. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in. Learn more.
LibertyStickers.com. You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny a piece. I guess it depends on how much driving you do. You can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com. I like to go over there and just read all the Liberty sayings because they're clever.
Yeah,
and,
they are.
You know, you'll find one that expresses what you want to say to the world. LibertyStickers.com.
We invited Mark to stay on the line. He dropped off the line, unfortunately, there during the break. But his position
had something to do.
His position was essentially that it's not normal. Them gay folk, they aren't normal. Well, and so therefore they should be prevented from enjoying their life in the ways that you and I might be able to.
So one can make the argument that all kinds of homosexuality occur in nature amongst animals. So therefore,
one could not just argue that, but one could prove it.
Right, you
can
prove it, and you know, so that's fine. But I don't care. I don't care if man is the only critter that decides to participate in homosexual behavior. It doesn't matter to me. Because those people aren't hurting anyone, why is it that one would try to keep them from doing whatever they're doing?
Hey,
and,
why do you care?
By the way, fail. Okay? The social conservatives don't seem to understand that this position alienates them from many, many people who might otherwise vote Republican. Okay.
Right, our friend Dale from FlamingFreedom.com, who comes on our show every Monday night, he is a gay man, and he comes from the kind of the conservative belief system.
He was a log cabin Republican.
Right, so he was a gay Republican, but that must be a really uncomfortable place to be.
It's got to be tough because, you know, you ask the gay people which party hates you more,
mm-hmm.
and they'll tell you the Republicans, and they have legitimate complaint there. So the fact is, they're losing, social conservatives are losing this issue. They're losing it big time. Gay people are allowed to be gay. They're allowed to live together. They're allowed to own property. They're allowed to do everything except have this one little piece of paper that the government started giving out to keep black people and white people from marrying. And now the only thing it does is keeps same-sex couples from marrying and people of multiple couples marrying. And as far as I'm concerned, it's nobody's business.
Well, I agree with you. It is nobody's business. And it makes you wonder, well, why? Why is this such a big deal to people? And I think that Mark kind of revealed part of that answer, and that is that it's bigotry. I mean, it's just looking down one's nose and saying, well, you gay people,
you're normal.
You're not normal, and so you shouldn't be allowed to get married. That's only for us regular folk, only us good folk.
And he kind of made the point that I was making, which is that normal is cultural, when he said that God, what if multiple people wanted to get married? Try this out. Well, the fact is that was going on in the Bible. God was allowing that. He was condoning that. He was saying that that's fine and
fine
dandy.
By me, as long as all those people are consenting to
right.
it.
Who cares? It's fine if one guy and 12 women jump in a big pile.
It sounds like a crazy situation
okay.
to me. Like, I can't imagine handling more than one woman in my life, let alone 12 of them.
Right.
I mean,
Abraham and Sarah did not have a legal document given to them by the local government. And we don't need them now.
Yeah, I tried an open relationship once. That didn't work out too well for me. I mean, for some people, it's their thing. But I would never look down my nose at anybody doing something differently than I. It might be just the right thing for them. You know, this viewpoint, this kind of conservative, for lack of a better term,
social conservative
viewpoint, essentially says that our view and our way is the right way, and that everybody else who doesn't adopt this way and doesn't live by this particular viewpoint is aberrant and weird, and you're wrong, and you need to be changed. And No, people don't need to be changed, and they won't be changed.
Right.
You're not going to change
it's
them.
It's a losing battle, an incredible losing battle that only marginalizes the Republican Party, which right now is in a position to be in a superior position, but the fact is that they've got some positions that just totally
I don't even
marginalize
understand.
Themselves.
There's not even a reason to make this a political issue. For me, it just marginalizes the human being who is taking that position.
I concur with you on that. However, generally a social conservative is going to vote Republican, and I'm trying to speak to them in their language,
yeah,
which is, look, all your positions are going to be marginalized if you continue to hold on to this one.
Let's talk to Nick, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Hello, Nick. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Not much. By the way, keep Republicans and Democrats out of this conversation. I'm a conservative and I'm a Republican, but that doesn't mean that I'm a gay basher either.
I didn't say that. I was just saying, every time I made the comment, I said social conservatives.
Oh, I got you. Anyway. What I told the screener what I was calling is I really didn't even want to get into the issue so much of gay. I mean, I know I have neighbors that are gay. I wave to them. I don't have best friends that are gay because they don't have the same interests I do.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I was raised by two men, and they were not gay. They were brothers. And one's wife died, and I ended up being raised by both of them. And I feel I turned out pretty good, but in all honesty, there was things that I missed by not having a mom around and not having a female around, let's say. Things that it took me years to pick up after I was grown and out of high school and learning, oh, you don't do this. And there's certain things I should have done and certain things I didn't do pertaining to women because I didn't have that influence. The influence I had was all male influence. And it helped me in other ways, but well-roundedness, I would have probably been a little better off having a male and a female raise me instead of two males.
I don't disagree with that at all. I'm willing to concede the point that I believe that the Leave It to Beaver family, where the husband and the wife stay together and they have dinner, you know, as a family group, and this whole thing that we imagine but never live up to, I'm willing to concede that that is a better thing. But when you what you have to do is you have to compare life to life. And, you know, these kids, many, there are kids right now in government-run orphanages because people...
Foster homes.
Because gay people can't take them in. And they may very well do that. And would you say that you would have turned out better if you would have been raised by the government?
Turned out better by the government? No, the government doesn't do anything right.
There you go. That's my point.
You were raised by people who cared about you, right? Even though there were two men, they did care about you, yes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, you know, I had a regular, the whole family thing, you know, the aunts, the uncles, and all that. And,
to me, that's what
like
matters.
Like I said, I didn't call to bash gays.
No,
that's not
clearly.
That wasn't my call. But you just said something that you had said earlier that brought me, had my second point that I wanted to bring to you. Because there are so many kids that do need a place to live and a loving home. And a loving home can be two women, a loving home can be two men, preferably a man and a woman, but nowadays that's not always possible, and I understand that. But one thing I wanted to point out to you is, and here's the government screwing things up again, is that I know people personally that have gone to China to get children when we have children here. Why do we have people going to China? And a girl that I really liked was telling me about that, and I thought, you know, that's really weird. Why is she doing it? And it dawned on me one day. Well, no, I didn't ask her what I did. It dawned on me one day. I was watching something on TV, and I went up to her, and I said, you know, I got a question for you. And I said, you know, how come you're going to China when there's kids here? Is it because it's so easy for the children now to track down their former parent or their birth parent? And she says, absolutely. She says, once we have a child from China, we don't have to worry about somebody knocking on our door. And she said, they know somebody that did.
Interesting.
And they would never go through that.
Nick, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I wonder what the legal, I guess, hoops are as far as adopting from China versus adopting from somewhere in the United States.
It depends. You know, if you want an infant, especially an infant that matches your ethnicity, you can wait a decade.
800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
Amdro Amplock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793, call 877-747-2793, or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited to take control of these airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231, you can join us on our website. We give it to you for free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for theirs. Go on over to freetalklive.com, and if you like the fact that we give you the website free, then you can voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Now, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is a simple one. You send in $3 a month, and we take that and reinvest it into the show, getting on more great radio stations around the country and bringing more Internet listeners on board to expand the reach of the ideas of freedom. So head on over and get involved over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card via PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right there on our site. And once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
You know, I wanted to make a distinction here. We were talking with the last gentleman, and I didn't get really a chance to pop in. And I think that there's a difference between people that call themselves conservative and what they mean is a fiscal conservative, a person who believes that government is too big, too intrusive, has too many taxes, costs too much, is just everything it tries, it turns into crap. That kind of conservative, and the kind of conservative that says, that because the Republican Party is kind of a marrying of a few sort of ideas, and the social conservatives kind of believe that, the way things were done in the past, or the way to do them, gays shouldn't marry, one shouldn't be able to gamble, prostitution should remain illegal, even though it spreads STDs being illegal, all these ideas that are encapsulated in the social conservative idea, I think really holds back the Republican Party from stepping into the 20th century.
You said that on purpose, right?
Yes, I did.
Let's continue here with your calls. And, of course, the Democrats aren't really any better. They just pander to gay people.
And don't deliver, generally.
Right. Many Democrats, they could give a flip about gay people as far as their rights and, their ability to be on the same level as everybody else. But they're smart enough to know that if they pander to them, they'll get their votes. Right?
So, working.
Yeah, just look at the whole, don't ask, don't tell fiasco with the federal government. 1-800-259-9231.
Although that was undone by Democrats.
Let's go to Rusty, listening in Abilene, Texas, to KFNA-FM. Hello, Rusty.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
I just wanted to make a comment about what your caller Mark was saying about gay sex not being normal. Now, as a straight guy, I agree. To me, having sex with another man would not be normal, but that's because I'm straight. I don't personally know a lot of gay people very well, but, I mean, do they think that a man having sex with a woman is normal?
Not for them. For them, that's not a normal
right.
feeling at all.
They know
exactly.
what they do is aberrant.
No, they know what feels normal to them, and what feels normal to them, from my discussions with them, is that they're attracted to the same sex.
Right. Exactly. So, and, I mean, you guys hit on this earlier. Is it really hurting Mark that two men somewhere want to be together in that way?
I don't understand it, man. I just don't get it.
I mean,
some people it bothers. It really bothers them.
I mean, I'm not gay, but I don't care. If two men want to be together or two women want to be together,
You know, what morality is morality is something you can apply in a universal fashion. And so if you decide that it is okay to tell some people how they can live and what they can do as far as sex with each other, then it's okay for someone to tell you that.
Mm, yeah.
And that... And otherwise, you're living in a immoral fashion. If you believe that it's okay for you to do something, it's not okay for other people to do it, that's immorality.
That, to me, leads to chaos. Now, I'm not going to use the term anarchy because that's not the right way. Anarchy doesn't necessarily mean chaos. It's just connotated as that. But I think that the idea of trying to control other people, that's what really leads to chaos, don't you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, I was reading a book by Neil Bortz, and he cited some information from a study that the University of Alabama did on homophobia that actually found that staunchly homophobic men were, I want to say, 60-65% more likely to be harboring subconscious mm-hmm. homosexual desires.
It happens
Absolutely.
All the time when you look at the politicians and the preachers out there. Now, obviously, you can't point to the average individual. For one, they don't have the ability to hire homosexual prostitutes just because, you know, they generally live in places and it's not available and, you know, you've got to be in big cities for that kind of thing. But you can see the lives of these preachers and these politicians laid out before us, and it happens all the time.
Look at Ted Haggard, the megachurch pastor from Colorado who was, you know, had his real life splayed out in front of everybody when essentially he got busted for having sex with a gay prostitute and snorting crank as well with that gay prostitute. I mean, just this is one of the most, one of the biggest mega church pastors out there. He had a national name. He had a huge following, and this was his secret life. It's incredible. Anything else you want to share?
No, thanks guys.
For the call,
thanks
dude.
For having
yeah,
me on.
Appreciate hearing from you. Thank you. 800-259-9231 to Chad, listening in Mount Jackson, Virginia, to WSVG. Hello, Chad. You were on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Chad? Hi, Mark.
Hey.
Mark, the first thing I would like to say is, listening to your program tonight, I heard someone say there's no reason to make a political issue out of this, first off.
Yeah, one of the callers said that. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but yeah.
Okay.
I think I said that, too.
And then, secondly, I'm a very conservative type person, and if a man and a woman are able to conceive, you know, understanding that under certain circumstances they may not be able to conceive, I really firmly believe that a man and a woman who can't conceive and raise a child, I think that child would be better off being raised by a man and a woman, a married couple, under the best circumstances to be a well-rounded child. And whether or not a man likes a man or a woman likes a woman, I just believe that the without getting into the religious part of it, that that's the way things were meant to be. And if someone could
That's the part I disagree with. I think that the idea that there was something that was meant to be seems counter to what is real. And what is real suggests that everything was meant to be, that a variety was meant to be, that there is a contrast out there for a reason to allow you to make choices about what you think is right, about what you think is optimal.
People were born with extra chromosomes. I mean, how can there is mutation. And so I don't know. What I can only listen to gay people when they say I was born this way. I'm sure some of them were. I'm sure some of them it's sociological. I don't really care.
Okay, keeping an open mind from what you're saying, that if people would accept that, that's fine. But I don't believe that people that have been chosen or their chromosomes or whatnot, I don't think that they should be raising children in that environment.
You don't believe that gay people should be able to raise children?
I don't think same-sex couples should be raising children. No, I do not believe that.
But this is the point here that I was trying to make before, and I've made it a couple of times. What about kids in orphanages? What are you going to do to stop, a lesbian couple from going out to a sperm bank and getting a little shot of the go-go juice and, having their own kid? I mean, what are you going to do about that? Whether you think it's right or not, fine, you can think whatever you want about what's right, but what can you do about it?
Well, that's a very good question, and if we wanted to talk about Rosie O'Donnell and her lesbian lover, friend, partner, I think as time goes by, we will find that the children that people like that raise will be a little bit different or have
okay,
different.
Okay, so how about
views?
Different, though? That's fine. It's good for people to be different. There's nothing wrong with with people being different. So here's my question. Do you think it's better if Rosie O'Donnell and her female partner raise a child or a man and a woman who beat their children raise children?
I did not mention anything about abuse,
just wondering.
Physical or mental abuse.
I'm just wondering,
whatsoever.
Do you think that they'd be better off in a gay couple that loves their child or a heterosexual couple that is abusive?
That was nothing that I
He's
said.
He's not to answer that question.
Just asking.
Here's the easy question. Do you think the government should raise kids in orphanages over gay people being able to adopt them?
Again, back to my original statement.
This is real life. Real life.
Yeah,
the government is raising kids in orphanages. You get to choose in your own heart. You get
scared.
To choose whether or not loving people can raise a child or they have to be in orphanages where they're going to get sodomized.
He's going to have to choose in his own heart. Hour 2 is coming up. Thanks for the call. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.